I remember that as part of your duties, voluntary duties, when you're a student at university, you're taken on and given a lot of times to do warden along with a senior member of staff, and you sat in some small room in the university or watching for aeroplanes coming or fire starting. So, you know, that was part of a voluntary exercise for the university as a student. I can still remember the air raids in Glasgow, Clydeside, Clyde Bank, and also remember in spring when I went down one night, 9 o'clock to the Royal Infirmary, and they had casualties in the surgical operating theatres, and the surgeon allowed us in, and we helped deal with these. Just there weren't terribly many, nothing like the London Blitz, but at least you got a slight exposure to civilian casualties in the time of war. But even the Royal Infirmary had nothing like what happened in Clyde Bank, and again, Clyde Bank patients probably all went to the Western Infirmary at that time. But still, I saw one or two nights that certainly kept your interest alive, what civilian casualties were like.